My Christmas Heart Cry by Jesus Speaking in Prophecy.
As I hear the Yuletide bells tolling out across the lands, as the wreaths are hung in the busy mart, as the decorations line the avenues and adorn the housetops, as the Christmas bells ring out heralding another season to be jolly, I share my heart with you. I know your desire is to please me. I know in your hearts you ask, what can I give to the one who has given his all for me? You can give me the gifts I'm most pleased with. I don't ask for your hearts, for these I already possess. I ask for your hands, I ask for your feet, I ask for your mouths, your lips, your tongues, your smiles, your eyes. I ask for your readiness and willingness. I ask, will you seize every golden opportunity I bring your way to give my love to others? As the clock ticks, as the world races forward, won't you take every opportunity I bring your way to give my words, my love? Won't you take advantage of each situation to give my words to the needy world? Will you take every possible opportunity to share my love in some way, to give my life, to pass my words to those I bring your way? Remember, everyone has some need, whether they appear to be well off and seem happy, satisfied, and well adjusted, or whether they're obviously down and out, poor, neglected, and needy. From all walks of life, all sectors of society, from every nation on earth, all have a need to receive my love and truth if they haven't already come to know me. The seeds that you plant in the hearts of those I bring your way will influence their choices. The words you give from me to the world right now will make a difference. Many need a glimmer of hope, a spark of truth that can then begin to work and grow in their hearts. When you give someone my words, though you don't always see immediate results, my spirit goes to work right away on that soul. The seed of my words planted in their hearts can then take hold and act as an antidote, protecting them and shielding them, preparing them for what is to come. It could be the last Christmas for some to receive my words in preparation for the important decisions that they will face in the near future. Each time you're a witness, whether you give out my truth in the form of a simple tract, or pass out other products that bear witness of my gospel, or whether you share my love in some other way, through a look, a smile, a kind word or deed, all this is planting the seeds of my truth deep in the hearts of men. You often don't see the immediate results, but I water those seeds, and not one returns to me void, but it accomplishes what I commission it to do. What are the gifts I'm most pleased with? Your love for the lost, as I have loved you. Your desire to give them my gift of eternal life, as I have given you. Your faithfulness to give my words to those I bring across your path, that you might lead them to me. Will you give them my words, that you might give them me? Will you seize each opportunity I bring your way to make a difference in the lives of others? What is life? It is but a vapor that is here a little while, and then it's gone. The person I bring across your path today may not see another Christmas. Will you offer them freedom while you have the chance? This could be your last chance to give my love to that particular person, the last opportunity you have on this earth to pass that track to them, to walk that extra mile with them, to share that smile, to say that kind word to them, to give them my answer to their problems, to say that prayer for one in need. These are the gifts I most long for. I ask only that in whatever capacity I've called each of you to, that you take as many opportunities as possible to give out my words and share my love. And if you're not able to spiritually minister personally, will you pray for the lost and encourage and uphold those who are bearing my love and truth to others? Will you be fervent in prayer for those who wage this war for the souls of men, even in the midst of your other duties? Remember that I'm always near. All you have to do is be my hands, my feet, my mouth, my lips, my eyes. Simply give out my words, and I will do all the rest. I will tend it, water it, and nurture it. Will you do this for me? Thank you for making this birthday wonderful by giving me the gifts I most desire. I know I can count on you for the help I need. I know that you will do all within your power to fulfill my greatest heart's desire for my birthday this year. I know that you will want to fulfill this desire, not only this Christmas, but always. So come to me to find the strength to fulfill what I ask, and great and magnificent will be the end results as more of my lost children find their way home to me. Thank you for making my sacrifice on the first Christmas worthwhile. I came to earth to give men and women eternal life. And in passing on this gift, you are fulfilling my plan and helping to complete what I began, reaching my lost ones and telling them where they can find truth and freedom, happiness and fulfillment forevermore. Thank you for giving me the gifts I'm most pleased with on my birthday and every day of the year. Thank you for doing your best to make this a habit in your everyday lives, to not pass up the opportunities I bring your way to give out my message, to share my love, to make a difference in the lives of others.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.